This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. State lawmakers are trying to limit fees on short-term, small-dollar loans. Colorado voters capped rates on payday loans 5 years ago, but lawmakers say lenders have created new products to avoid regulations. Democratic Representative Javier Mabry.
Well, Colorado voters said 36% APR on payday loans. Effectively, what they're able to do is get payday loans where the APR reaches as high as 114%.
But Republicans argue the bill will either make it harder for borrowers to find the loans they need and drive lenders to find new ways to make money. Representative Anthony Hartsook says the state should instead teach financial literacy.
Because when you start messing with the market and banks and credit unions and financial institutions, the repercussions start having a lot of unintended consequences.
The bill has passed the House and is now headed to the state Senate. Some Montezuma County residents spent Easter Sunday placing thousands of sandbags. Spring runoff threatens a neighborhood of Dolores and likely destroyed a high school gym floor, says Superintendent of Schools Reese Blienko.
We have water just literally coming up, percolating up. And we literally had to bore a hole and get into our French drain system underneath the gym floor. And now we're trying to pump that water out as fast as we can, too. But it looks like the floor is going to be lost.
Snowpack in that region of southwest Colorado is at nearly twice the average. County officials anticipate runoff to remain an issue for weeks ahead. For more of the day's news, come to CPR.org. It's 404. This is CPR News.